Monday morning to you. It is 7:38 here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for News Talk Sports, and we always love to throw in some fun along the way. It is 7:39, 78 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And welcome in if you are watching us. That's on CN2 or on any of the major social media platforms. Good morning to you.
Well, school for the majority of Tri-County families will get underway a week from today on Monday, August the 4th. Today, teachers are headed back to the classroom, and that's why we have on our friends from the Rock Hill School District. We have on the show Brian Vaughn, Assistant Superintendent of Operations, as well as Dr. Deborah Elder, who is the superintendent, the new superintendent for the Rock Hill School District. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brian, we'll get to you in a second, but Dr. Elder, we'll start with you. 1 week from today, the bell will ring and all the kids will return to class in the Rock Hill School District. Are you all ready for them?
We can't wait. Yes, bring them.
I think at this point, parents are like, yeah, you can have them.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've been doing this for many, many years, and it's always the kindergarten parents. So you can tell the difference between the first-timer and the youngest child. The first child to go to kindergarten, parents leave crying. The youngest child who goes to kindergarten, they leave dancing.
Very true. Well, before we get into what families need to make sure they have marked off their list before the bell rings on August the 4th, walk us through maybe what's been taking place the last couple of days in the Rock Hill School District to make sure our teachers, whether they're returning, our veteran teachers, or our new teachers, are ready for when they start class today.
So Thursday and Friday, we held our Learning to Rock event, which is orientation for our new teachers. And we do an incredible job of welcoming them and just bringing them into the fold. There's a red carpet they run through. There's bubbles. There's training on safety and curriculum and everything they need to know to get started before they go into their classrooms today. And so that was a fantastic event. Our new teachers are so excited. They are through the roof. Today they're in their classrooms getting ready, and we will be ready for kids. But I want to tell you before that, I have visited all of our schools since we visited last, and our summer crews have done an amazing job. Our custodians, our groundskeepers, our facilities, our principals, our bookkeepers, our registrars have been working hard all summer to do all the things that have to happen before the teachers hit the door so that school is ready to start. So a huge shout out to our summer crews.
I think as a kid, you think when school ends in May, the school building is closed up and locked.
They throw away the key and then they just open it back.
And they open it today when teachers return. And it's always amazing to see how much work goes on during the summer months. You're just as busy in the summer, really, as you are throughout the calendar year. Well, we got the teachers taken care of. And good morning to all of our beginning teachers and our veteran teachers. We know a lot of you listen to us, and we appreciate it. Good luck today.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way to kind of get back in the routine of things because, again, next Monday, August the 4th, in the Rock Hill School District, students will return. So this week, Dr. Elder, what do parents need to do to make sure that they are successful and ultimately their children are successful on August the 4th?
First and foremost, check your email. If you get an email from the school, open it and read it because it has information that you actually need to know. If you are not getting email, check your junk box and make sure that it's not going there because we do communicate by email a great deal with our families. We don't want you to miss a thing.
All right. So then after that, at this point, do parents, if they have not registered their child, is it too late? Can they still do it? What else do parents might need to be doing now that they've kind of forgotten about? Or maybe they didn't answer their email because they too are on summer break and they're like, I'll deal with that tomorrow. That's tomorrow's problem, but time's running out.
Time's running out. So one, be sure that you have all of your forms in through final forms. If you don't have those forms in, you have been getting a little bit hounded on your email. So make sure that your forms are all in. Make sure that you sign up for transportation if you're riding the bus 3 days in advance.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have to have that done by Wednesday. Right. To get on the bus on Monday.
Correct.
So that's very important. Don't miss it.
Please do it because Brian.
Right.
Parents are getting the message. Mm-hmm. They're getting the emails. They're hearing about it here on Palmetto Mornings. And I bet on Thursday morning, you will get a phone call from a parent that will say, I didn't sign up my kid to ride the bus.
So, awesome opportunity, and thank you for having us this morning. We are having a transportation open house this Thursday from 3 to 6 at Findlay Road Elementary School. So, if you have any questions, if you have not registered, you can come there, meet your driver, meet our director of transportation, our assistant director of transportation, and our incredible transportation team, and you can also get signed up there. If you would like to do it prior to that, we have an app which is on our website, My Ride, which will actually show real time of where your student's bus is and where the bus stops are. So there's several opportunities there.
And are we good on bus drivers at this point?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. So, and Brian, how many kids do we have that use transportation? Like, how many kids do we have in the district that actually use the bus system?
So I'm very glad you asked that. We run about 750 routes a day.
Wow.
Which we somewhere between 7,000 and 8,000 students.
Wow.
Yes. So wow. it is a small little community there. Mm-hmm. Our bus drivers are incredible. Mm-hmm. We have 110 buses. One thing that is great this year is we received 41 buses from the state, which is unheard of. But we have a lot of new buses that are on the road, and they're propane buses. So we are trying those out for the state of South Carolina. So we're very excited about that.
So our fleet is in pretty good shape is what you're saying.
Fleet is in really good shape. And to answer your question earlier, yes, we are great with bus drivers, but we're always looking to hire
that's
great
ones. That's a bitch you want to be deep, right?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
And Brian, if you can, speak to families that first week or possibly 2 weeks with running the bus system and everyone's trying to learn everyone's bus route. There always seems to be a little bit of a hiccup. The routes seem to take a little longer at the beginning.
Sure.
Parents want their little ones home from school, rightfully so. And every now and then there's a miscommunication or a mishap with certain kids that maybe ended up on this bus or they should have ended up on that one. What can be done now so we're not running into some of those issues next week?
So again, go to the app and make sure that you are sending your information through the app for your student. And then if there's any questions, you know, Thursday, come out and meet our director of transportation. He is available at any time to answer any questions. So if there are any hiccups that first day or the first week, you know, we can call transportation. We can call district office at 981-1000, and Miss Wendy will take good care of you and make sure that she gets you to the right person.
What is that app called? Is it just the Rock Hill Schools app, or is it a separate
It's
app?
A separate, and it's okay. Called My Ride. And
My
it's
Ride.
Yes, ma'am, and it's under the transportation website for Rock Hill Schools.
And Brian, in addition to transportation, you're, again, is it associate or assistant superintendent?
Whatever you want to call it.
I was about
it's fine.
To.
Whatever you want to do.
We'll just make you the superintendent.
There you go.
Dr. Heller, it'll be easy for you now, right? But when it comes to operations, what else falls underneath your plate? What else can you say to help families to make sure that they are helping not only themselves, but the district and making sure that everything runs smoothly on August the 4th and really beyond?
So transportation, facility, safety, security, IT, and we're making some changes now. But, you know, the thing I would say is, and Dr. Elder mentioned this earlier, as hot as it is right now, our facilities team has done an incredible job of making sure that we will be ready for teachers today, that they will not be hot in classrooms. I'm not going to say every classroom, but, you know, as many as we can possibly do, we'll be in really good shape. But safety and security-wise, I want you to know that your child is safe in Rock Hill Schools. We strive to do an outstanding job. I don't know if you've met Andrew Jones yet. Mm-hmm. He has a very interesting background of being a principal, a SRO, mm-hmm. A teacher, and he is our director of safety and security. So we take that very, very seriously. Just want you to know that Rock Hill Schools is a great, great place to come. It's a great place to work, and it is a safe environment.
Well, again, this week, the Rock Hill School District is bringing back hundreds, if not thousands, of teachers. And then a week from now, next week, thousands of students will get in a car or a bus and make their way from home to school as we kick off the 2025-2026 school year. Dr. Deborah Elder, once again, is the new superintendent for the Rock Hill School District. And Dr. Elder, what is that first day of school like for you? What will you be doing on August the 4th when thousands of kids return to the classroom?
I will be visiting 8 schools that day to welcome students back and welcome teachers back and parents. So I will be running around elementary, middle school, high school. I wish I could get to all 22 of them, but that is not possible in one day. But I will be out there greeting kids, greeting families, and just enjoying that celebration of the first day. There's nothing like it. It's the best.
Well, you've been in education for a long time. When you were here the first time, we learned about your background. So when the first day of school comes around, you still get excited? Because some folks at this point might say, like, oh, it's the first day of school. Veteran teachers, we've seen some videos, not from the Rock Hill School District, but different teachers on the first day of school. And it's like the eager teachers and the late teachers and the veteran teachers that say, let's just go ahead and get this day over with. But for you, in your part, in your role, you know, some might just say, you know, it's business as usual, but you get just as excited as the kids do for the most part.
I really do.
Well, I'm glad. You're in the right position for it.
I really do. Yeah. There is just nothing like it, and it only comes once a year. It's like any other special holiday, right? And so you work and work and work to prepare for it and get ready for it, and then it happens, and it's amazing, and a few things go wrong or not the way you planned, and it's just... there's nothing like it. That excitement and that hope of a new school year, it's just as exciting this time as it was 32 years ago.
Oh, you know, when the school year is here, we all complain. We're like, when's the next break? When's the next break? So we get the break. So when we're on a break, we want the routine. When we're in the routine, we want the break. We always want what the other system is going. But I think people overall thrive on that routine, right? It is the back to school. And yes, when we say that, most people are like, oh, it's back to school. Give it a day or so. Once that engine starts to run, it becomes like riding a bike. And people really do like the tradition and the routine when it gets back to normal. When the routine is not, it lends itself to some issues. So let's get back on track and welcome, you know, teachers and students back to school now, this week for teachers, next week, August the 4th for our students. Go ahead.
And we would love to say just a little bit of patience. Remember, buses are running this week, actually, for our drivers to test their routes. But next week, just a little patience. Traffic will be heavy. We will be running late with some buses, and students will be late to school for a few weeks, and then we will get everything straightened out. But just please, a little patience and grace.
Perfect. All right. Brian Vaughn and Dr. Deborah Elder, they're from the Rock Hill School District. Here's to a very successful 2025-2026 school year.